Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. My guests this week are Claire Eskew and Stephanie Ellis with the Hillsborough Area Health Foundation Valentine's Gala.
Coming up on February 11th, the Hillsborough Area Health Foundation will be hosting their annual Valentine's Day Gala, or Valentine's Gala. We are pleased to be joined by Claire Eskew and Stephanie Ellis. Claire is the event coordinator for the gala, and Stephanie Ellis is a gala committee member. Thank you two for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Obviously, this is a big time of the year for you guys because it's getting really close to the event, really close to Valentine's Day, and this has been going on for a while.
Yes, it's been going on for 18 years now.
So obviously successful if it's been able to make it that long.
Yes.
Now, take me through the night itself for someone who may have bought a ticket and they've never been before and they don't know what to expect. What's the night kind of like?
So our night, whenever we get there, we have what we call celebrity waiters, and they fill their tables mostly with guests that they have invited to attend the event or other people from the community that would like to attend as well. And they come in. We have a very nice sit-down dinner that is served to all of the guests by the celebrity waiters. They'll enjoy a prime rib and chicken dinner, and other sides as well, and free drinks.
It's wine and beer, and then there'll be a cash bar.
Gotcha.
Available.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And yeah, we do silent auctions and a live auction, and that's conducted by a professional auctioneer, Kurt, with Almond Auctions.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we have some entertainment, and it's kind of a fun evening where people get dressed up and come visit with friends and, you know, socialize.
Yeah. What are some of the items that you have that you're auctioning off, either for the silent auction or the live auction?
Sure. Some of the items we have so far are passes to Disney World in Orlando, a bird hunt at Cranny Mac, which is locally here in Hillsborough. We have Chicago Bulls tickets, St. Louis Cardinals tickets. We have a steel chainsaw that's being donated by Payne's Tire and Auto and Steel Dealer, so that'll be a fun one. And several meat packages from Paris Frozen Foods. We have IGA, a $300 IGA gift certificate, Southwest airline tickets, and we'll have a lot more, but those are some of the big items.
Sure. And you're still obviously looking for items for people to donate for the auction as well.
Yes, we are looking for businesses and individuals who would be interested in donating an item for the silent auction or the live auction or a raffle. And it doesn't have to be significant, can be smaller items. And we appreciate, of course, any of the support the community can give.
Sure. Is there a deadline to when you have to have those items by?
Well, the sooner the better,
right.
So we can kind of get things lined up. But I would say up until, you know, the week before the event.
Okay.
One of the new items that we have this year that we're really excited about is a piggy bank that is stuffed full of brand new uncirculated dollar coins.
Mm-hmm.
It was donated to us by First Community Bank of Hillsborough. We're very excited about this. We know how much money is in the piggy bank, but we're not telling you. So we're going to do something fun with that the night of the event. But we can tell you that it is worth hundreds of dollars. So very excited about that new item this year.
Where did that come from? Like, what was the inspiration behind that?
I think that they did it for another event and it went over really well. So they decided to do something fun with that. So yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, very fun. One thing we do want to mention is about it's been 18 years and how much money we've...
How much has been raised?
So as Claire mentioned, this is our 18th year of the event, and we've raised over $1 million already.
Wow.
Through the 18 years. And that money is used for different things throughout the hospital. We've given money toward the new ED renovation and addition at the hospital. We have also provided money to local physicians to help them get through medical school. Over $400,000 has been given for that. And as we know, some of the physicians in the area are retiring. And so we always need to recruit new physicians to the area. So a lot of the money is used for that from the event. The money has also been used for other children health programming in the community and for other health programming as well.
You mentioned that you're going to have celebrity waiters there. And I know I'm kind of jumping around a bit. Can you reveal who some of the waiters/waitresses are?
I do have it. Of course, we have Rex Brown, who is the CEO at Hillsborough Area Hospital. And he's always a solid waiter.
Yeah.
And Dr.
Sure, he's been doing it plenty of times before.
Yes.
He's had a few years of experience. experience with that. I don't think he wants to quit his day job, though.
Okay, well, it's one day a year.
Of course, some of the physicians in the area do Dr. Byers, Dr. Doug Johnson, Dr. Ben Cady will be doing it this year. Of course, we also have the new chief of police, Randy Leatham, in the corner. He's one of our waiters. Mike Plunkett from the Journal, the mayor of Hillsborough, Brian Sullivan. Yeah. Melanie Tisco, Michelle Reeves, she's over at Beckemeyer, assistant principal. And we have the Undersheriff Rick Robbins from Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, and Willie Cabetto from National Bank.
Yeah.
And Dylan Clark, he is one of our new waiters this year. He is a new board member and works at the bank in Litchfield. And Lisa Sanders, she is also one of our new waiters. That's not all of them, but kind of what I've run through here.
Sure.
Zach Fraley, he's the principal at Beckemeyer. So as you can see, we get a lot of our prominent community leaders who help us out with this event.
Now, you're probably already done finding the waiters and helpers for this year.
We do actually have a few spots for a couple of waiters and maybe one or two tables to sell, or just some waiters who want to fill in, so perhaps can help, because some of our waiters actually have two tables. So we are looking for a few waiters, and we do have some tickets left. If you don't know a waiter and you still want to try to get a ticket, we always have a waiting list, so we'll try to get you in. So we're certainly taking those, and tickets are $65. That includes your prime rib dinner and dessert and the wine and beer. $25 of that is a tax-deductible donation.
Okay. Very nice. And obviously, if someone is interested in maybe helping out or would like to purchase one of those limited tickets that are available, how would they get a hold of you?
They can call or text me, Claire Eskew, at 217-898-5961.
Now, Milano's Catering is catering the meal, and they do a great job in the community, as always.
Yes, Jason and Milana's Catering, he and his crew have done it for years, and they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, and you said it's a prime rib and chicken dinner. Is it one or the other, or is it both? You get
it's actually both.
Okay.
So
Wow. You
get a very nice helping of both meats there, and many people can't enjoy the entire thing because there's too much food.
And it is served, so it's
yes.
a plated meal. So
Right. There's
not a buffet line. You sit at your table, and our waiters are who serves, you know, the salads and the meals and drinks. And
it's high class.
You could say that. And the waiters are dressed up. The Formals of Litchfield helps out with getting them a bow tie and a dress shirt and a tuxedo vest. So it is kind of upscale. People enjoy having something like that to come to this time of year, especially in February when there's not a whole lot to do.
Right. And obviously, you've really been planning at it lately because we're just about a month away. How long does it usually take for you to plan this event ahead of time?
We started in September is when we started having meetings. So, I mean, it's a 6 month process, 5 to 6 month process. Pretty solid.
And really we do start planning the next event as soon as we finish with the event this year. So as soon as this event wraps up this year, we'll already be coming up with ideas for what we want to do next year as well. So it's a constant effort. We could not do this without the help of all of our committee members. We have several committee members from the hospital, but also from other organizations in the community come out and help us. And without those committee members, we would not be able to have such a successful event. So we're really thankful for all of their help as well.
Right. And obviously, it's been going on for 18 years, so you've been doing something right. Every year, are you kind of looking to make changes, or do you kind of try to stick with the same thing since it's been going pretty well? Whether that be major changes or minor changes.
I think it's a little bit of both. There are things that we know work and people like, and we don't want to change those. And then there are things that we look for improvements and suggestions and try new things and different types of...
Improvement's probably a better word than change.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, just keep some fresh things going each year so people feel like... It's something different that they're coming to.
So one of the things we try to change out every year is our entertainment. So this year we'll be having a DJ. And in past years we've had bands or dueling pianos. And so we try to change that up so that way we can keep the entertainment fresh as well. So
we mentioned that there are limited tickets available. And we said, if you would like to buy one of those tickets, to call Claire Askew at 217-898-5961. And you're still, we mentioned this already, you're still looking for donations as well. So same contact if someone wants to donate.
Absolutely. Any kind of donations, either an item or cash donation. And of course, we'll provide a receipt for tax deductions as well. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit.
That is Claire Askew and Stephanie Ellis, both with the Hillsborough Area Health Foundation Valentine Gala. Was there anything else that I have not mentioned or that you guys wanted to talk about this event with?
We do want to make sure that the service area covers Hillsborough, Nokomis, and Raymond, mm-hmm. and those areas in Montgomery County. So while we talk about Hillsborough a lot, we do have involvement from people in Nokomis and Raymond, and they're absolutely welcome. And we do ask those businesses and people in those areas to participate. So, you know, we don't want it to sound like it's just for Hillsborough
right.
folks.
In addition to that, with the celebrity waiter staff list seeming like it's all Hillsborough, you will also take help from the rest of the county, too.
Yes, I should say yes. Steve Jansen from Nokomis, he is also one of our waiters, and he does three tables. So he really does a good job in bringing in some Nokomis people.
Good.
And I don't know if we mentioned, but it is held at the Casey Hall
in Hillsborough.
I don't
think we did. That's probably a good thing. I don't know that we mentioned a time either, to be honest. It's February 11th, but I don't know if we mentioned
a time. Yeah, the doors open at 5:30. Dinner starts at 6:30, and the silent auction starts at 5:30 when the doors open. And then the live auction starts shortly after dinner is finished, which is probably somewhere around 8:30, something like that, and lasts about an hour. And then we end the silent auction items. Sort of after that is where people can enjoy music and socializing and things like that.
About how long does this evening last?
It normally lasts from the time the doors open
until about 11 or 11:30.
Yes. Okay.
Do you have to kick people out or?
At times we do, yes, because they are having a lot of fun as the evening goes on.
So, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a really great night and people kind of don't like it to end. So one thing we also do want to clarify, although the doors open at 5:30, we just want to remind everyone you do have to have a ticket ahead of time for the event. So please contact Claire if you're interested in attending. We don't want to exclude anyone, but we can't have you have a seat if you don't have your ticket before that night.
If somebody attends this event and they loved it so much they want to help out next year, can they contact you right away as soon as
100%,
the event's
over? Yeah, yes. We should have a sign-up list just there.
Right? And we would love to have anyone's help that would like to help us. We are not biased with who comes to help us.
Again, that was Claire Askew and Stephanie Ellis with the Hillsborough Area Health Foundation Valentine's Gala Committee. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.